Well, hello everyone out there, and welcome back to the Weekly Waffle Podcast. It's been a while. I think we're kicking off what we're going to decide is probably season two.
Season two. Is it going to be worse or better?
I don't know.
That's Foss. And also joining us this week, special guest. Maybe become a feature. Who knows? We'll just see.
Pro Gamer Me.
But you can call him
Gorilla Glub Grud.
Gorilla Glub.
So Gorilla. You cut off his name.
There's me, there's Foss, there's Finn, giving you the Weekly Waffle Podcast. It's been a long time.
Didn't rhyme.
Well, who didn't rhyme? Vanilla Ice. He never rhymed. I reckon he had the wrong name.
Who?
Anywho.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, man. Terrible name.
Terrible name.
It's been a long time. How long has it been since we've waffled?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Well, what was the last one? I think it was.
I reckon it's a long time. It's a good few months.
It has to be around like August at least.
Yeah, a long time before that. We've had a long time off, so obviously a lot's happened, so we've got plenty to waffle about. I don't know, really. Let's kick it off. What we've been doing? What have we been doing all summer? What did you do this summer?
What did I do this summer?
Have you been gaming?
Yes.
What have you been gaming?
Been gaining them stacks.
You've been gaming, gaining stacks.
Yeah.
Sweet. And what games are we playing?
The Witcher. That's very fun. Well, that's today. That was very fun.
That's
today.
An old game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in essence, you know, Red Dead Redemption is old now.
What?
God of War
Red
is old.
Red Dead Redemption
now.
Is old. Red Dead Redemption 2 is not quite so old.
Yes, but still, The Witcher 3, not The Witcher 1 in 2009. That one's very.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Witcher board
which
game.
Which Witcher is the best witchy Witcher? Which Witcher do you feel witchier than the other Witchers?
Meghan Mogg.
3. Although I want to play the original. What are you talking about? Now, my favourite character is Cress. You remember Cress?
Cress.
You
all I know of Cress is that you grub it on the windowsill.
No, I know.
On cotton wool.
Well, that's something else. No, the.
No, that's Cress.
No.
Or mustard.
Mustard? You grow mustard?
Yeah.
You grow mustard?
I grow mustard.
Do you?
Yeah. He's my Polish uncle. Since I grow mustard. Have you not heard of him?
Oh, my friend.
I grow mustard. Anyway, let's hear from the Finn. What have you been playing?
Playing.
What have you been gaming?
Been pretending to eat apples on the daily.
Pretending to eat apples? Look. Who are you trying to fool? The British Board of Apples?
No, myself.
The doctor. Oh, one's just grown.
Nice.
It wasn't an apple. It was
an excellent mime.
It was a conker.
Don't eat conkers.
I'm eating another one.
Because your skin will go brown like chestnuts.
I'm eating another one.
You look like a piece of like polished furniture. You look like a piece of antique teak.
I look like a piece of glasses.
A piece of glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what the dyslexic pirate used to say. Pieces of glasses. I like it.
What's your favourite letter of the alphabet?
Oh, I wasn't going to say Q. Whose favourite is Q? Apart from James Bond.
Probably Q.
Q's not my favourite letter of the alphabet.
Probably Q from Sal's Biggest Loser.
What's your favourite letter of the alphabet?
R.
Why?
Because three. Everything's rated R. I don't know why.
No, that was just saying his favourite letter.
Oh.
Yeah, but what's your favourite letter? Because I'm not sure if my one's...
7.
Your favourite letter of the alphabet is 7.
And yes. Do you wonder what's
which
in the box?
7, though?
The 7th letter of the alphabet.
Brad Pitt or Morgan Freeman?
All of them.
What is the 7th letter of the alphabet?
You tell me.
You know what? This is ending up like one of those really weird like answer questions really fast videos.
Yo, G.
You know what I mean?
Yo, G.
7th letter alphabet is my favourite
G.
letter.
7th letter of the alphabet.
8th or the 9th ain't even that better. Morgan Freeman or Brad Pitt, which is...
Are you trying to rap?
Yeah, but I can't think about the age group of our podcast.
If you were going to do any rapping, I'd wait till Christmas. See what I did there. So anyway then, so all we've been doing is recycling old games.
Well, not recycling, we've been playing old games.
I've been smashing a bit of Red Dead. New updates, very nice. Online, Trader Rolls, loving it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yep.
Yeah, the legendary bounties are quite nice, you know.
They are, but I tried one today and it said I had to matchmake, like as if I have to do it in a team. What is that all about?
You shouldn't need to.
I'm just telling you what it said to me.
All right, well then...
I said, I want to do the bounty. It said, matchmaking not available.
I'll keep that in mind then. Unless that just means that you can't connect to online for some reason.
Maybe, because the servers are very unstable at the moment.
You can't say at the moment, though, because they've been unstable since launch. It's been almost a year since the game online's been out.
They've been unstable since launch?
Yeah, since lunch.
Since lunch.
Yeah, lunch in what? September of last year.
Yes. But I'm liking it. What I really need is to be able to buy myself a ranch.
A ranch.
I want me a homestead. Not the dressing. I want the homestead.
You want a ranch? I want ranch dressing.
Can you give me some of them croutons? What are you going to call your horse?
What? I don't play the game.
Why?
Why?
Why
give me
you?
A second.
I don't own it.
What?
I don't own it.
You don't own it?
Nah.
I play it and I own it.
I don't want to rob anyone's game.
What? You play what do you play?
What do I play?
What do you play?
Fortnite.
No.
What do you
That's
play?
That's a joke, Forrest.
What?
What do you play
Fortnite?
Then?
I'm sorry, I
Fluffy's
play.
Fluffy's Day Out.
No, I play Measure the Distance from my window to the floor.
That must be one of those indie titles.
Nah, I made the game.
You made the game.
So what you do is you get a piece of string.
Yep.
Then you tie it to your window.
Yep.
Tie it to your waist. Then you jump out the window and hope it's strong enough.
What, your willpower?
No, the string.
The string.
And your jump force.
Wow. What string is strong enough to withstand you jumping out of your window?
Have you ever seen fishing wire?
Have I ever seen fishing wire? What, the film?
No, the wire. It's a fishing line. You can't see it. It's invisible.
Right.
That's common sense.
So you tie an invisible string around you and jump out your window.
But I wait. I don't jump out of the window any time. I wait until there's kids outside.
Right.
So when I like tied the string, I jump out and they're like, he's flying. And then I just say,
you're flying in a downwards trajectory.
And then I say,
until you hit the floor.
Yeah. And then I say, donate to me.
Could you imagine if that was like using an actual like suicide case? Like some guy jumps out his window and he's like, and like the detective's like, we can't make him act like he actually just committed suicide. Everybody, he had fishing wire attached to his stomach. He was trying to survive. Didn't work.
He was trying to measure the distance between his window and the floor.
Yes.
Amazing. I've got a really good idea.
Yes.
Get yourself a stone. Tie the stone to the fishing wire.
And swing it round it.
Lower it to the ground. Measure.
No way.
A tape measure.
Well, it's easier than you throwing yourself out the window. Gadoik. Well, you'd need a tape measure to measure the fishing string, nylon, wire. String nylon wire.
Whoa.
Anyway.
That's my acting.
I thought you were waiting all summer, like little happy luckies, waiting for Borderlands 3.
Yes.
Where's it gone? There's no hype for it. I don't see you playing
it. Yeah, because it came out. Like
I don't see you hearing about it.
I got max level before Foss. Foss isn't even max level yet.
Who's max level?
I am.
Finn is. Is that your character name?
Yeah. No. My character's name is Max Level, and I like to gleek on the dentist.
That's actually a really good name for a character. Max Level. But it's, or maxed out.
Instead of an A, it's a 4.
Yeah, but that's on the same level as
wow.
Like...
Wow.
That's on
best thinking. You should be like one of those product designers. You know what I mean?
Like Durf.
Durf?
Yeah.
What does he design?
Oh, my
Lie
God.
Detectors.
Lie detectors? Why?
Okay.
It's a reference to the Fred movie, dude.
No. Fred has an alter ego called Durf, which is him with a lower pitched voice, and it's the cool version
detectors.
Of Fred. So you got Fred that's like talking really high.
The only good thing about Durf, that character is the person that plays it must have grown up a bit now and therefore can.
Yeah, no,
his videos.
Yeah, he's called like Lucas.
His videos are worse than Fred.
No, it's not possible.
Well,
maybe
possible.
We'll watch one next time and then I'll cry.
Then you'll measure the distance from your window
without the string. I'll be like, no.
And a trampoline on the top instead of the bottom.
How hard is it, right, to sort of kill yourself by measuring the distance of like from your window to the floor if you live in a bungalow?
I mean, how hard is it to measure the distance from Russia to Ukraine?
Easy.
Easy.
All you do is you blow up a nuclear power station in the Ukraine, say like Chernobyl, and then you measure the distance from when it's travelled and blown across to another country.
Or you just stick some fishing wire underneath a rock and then run all the way to Ukraine.
Or...
Ukraine.
You're a crane.
Am I?
Yes.
Wow.
Choo-choo.
I love it.
Just jog to Russia
a crane?
With a
crane? Choo-choo?
Yes.
What kind of crane is that?
They choo.
You know, one of those train cranes.
One of those birds.
Cranes,
be like.
You know, the animal.
Why do they go choo-choo?
When
what
they
are they
things,
doing? Eating?
You know, yeah, choo-choo.
With their beaks?
No, with their teeth.
Choo-choo.
They have human teeth.
Can you imagine a crane with human teeth?
Yes.
Like swinging its big ball around, knocking down trees.
You know You know, geese have teeth.
Geese teeth.
They're scary.
What did happen to Borderlands 3 then? Because you were like, I'm waiting for it, and then I've not known any of you really play it.
We both completed the game. I got max level, he didn't.
What a waste then.
Listen.
It's not a waste.
No, it's not. Listen, there's a new DLC coming out. I'm jumping on that, right?
Get max level, just like Snow Carrot.
Yeah. Snow Carrot.
That's so nice. All I can think of is Terraria. I don't know what he's on about.
Terraria?
Yeah.
It's an old game.
Oh, that's an old
game. Surely that's finished with now.
An old game with new love.
Dead and gone. What?
What?
Whose love?
His love.
My love.
Okay, then. What about the Tube of You? Have you been watching the Tube of You?
Yeah.
Bruh, I live and breathe YouTube every day. Right, 24/7.
What's on your recommends, then?
Oh, I need to get
what's
my
phone. What's on my recommended?
Yeah, just what is on your recommends. What's popping into your recommends?
Probably something like
I think
music.
There's like a video. There's keeps being videos from like 6 years ago called like what happens if I stick a ice in a volcano or something like that.
Oh, I know what you mean.
What I don't get is when you like you get like a recommend and it's like what? Where has this even come from? I don't even understand it. And then you read the comments and they're like, bruh, why is this in my recommends all of a sudden?
Yeah.
When YouTube dumps this on you.
I got recommended a video of a tree eating a rat.
A what?
What?
Right.
A tree eating a rat.
From the top of my recommended, from the top three, is Cody and Noel on visiting YouTubers' houses from the TMG podcast highlights. Second is, fan games good enough to be official. And the third is, memes that make me forget what I was doing.
Right. Right, my recommends.
Yes, what you got?
First video is an audio reading of So Long and Thanks for All the Fish out of the... Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series.
Yeah.
Right, that's sort of a bit of me. I understand that. My second most recommended video is Ronnie O'Sullivan makes a break of 147 in 6 minutes. Balls, have I got no interest at all in snooker? I've never searched snooker. Why have I got that?
Do you listen to audio stories on YouTube?
What?
Or is it Spotify?
I've also got the up-and-coming survival game that will beat all others, Dead Matter.
No, that sounds all right if that's what I think it is.
And then my next one is UK House Spiders Journey.
The Journey.
Well, you know, and then one on hot chilies. No. So, yeah, that's about
how
right for me.
How does the guy grow the world's hottest peppers? That's in my recommended.
You what, sorry?
That's in my recommended, the chili video.
Chili video?
That one that was just on your recommended.
Talking about spiders, have you ever seen the video of the tunnel web? No, the tunnel web. The trapdoor spider.
The interweb spider.
The funnel web spider.
The trapdoor spider.
It's not the funnel.
Don't you open that trapdoor?
No, it spooks me.
Why does?
Hang on,
I'll find
you a video of the
trapdoor in Halloween with the geese.
It's this spider and it lives in a hole and then it puts like stuff over the hole.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
It like has a little.
This is the trapdoor and this is the spider. It's like weird.
But it goes.
Legit.
I know.
No hacks.
Jumps on things.
Yeah, Foss doesn't like it.
Why?
Because
it's a bit jumpy beans.
Because he's afraid of trapdoors. It's not the spider.
Yeah.
He's just scared of...
Spiders are fine, but trapdoors, no.
Traps. Oh.
Oh, dear. It's like the Black Widow spider. Oh, he is
a meanie. Let me see. I love this
It's
spider.
All of that pinkiness and that, and his legs, and he's all like, ugh.
My favourite part about these spiders
bloody
is...
Bloody hell,
I
they're
really...
fast.
No, my favourite thing
he's
about
a beast.
These spiders
Look at
is...
that. Look at the speed of them.
Okay, then.
Well, if I just pour coffee on the microphone, but not too much, so it's like, it sounds a bit muffled when we talk. It's like, and I'm like, they're like, who?
Welcome to the podcast like, under the sea.
So when they're listening to the podcast, then they lick the headphones. They're like, is that coffee on the mic, bro? And then they eat their headphones. And then we make
that's
a headphone company and just sell a bunch of headphones because people keep eating them.
That's like,
we're rich.
Is that how like rappers get like their intro?
Rich.
Coffee on the mic. We're
nice.
Smashing the crab.
What is it? The what?
Smash.
Sebastian. He's a crab.
I see. So what about movies then? We watched any movies?
Yes. No.
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 I think we have.
I've seen Monster House.
Yeah, when I was a child.
Yeah, it's a
what?
Good movie though.
Monster
isn't
House
it?
Wasn't out when you were a child. What?
Yeah, it's a good movie though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is good. It came in 2008. Were you a child in 2008?
Yeah.
I was a child in 2008.
I was a child at 8 o'clock this morning.
No, look, you kids get off my lawn. Whoa, Mr. Nibblecracker. Don't fall down that hole with your deceased wife. See? That's why I love that.
You just got the
spoiler
story.
Alert. Unbelievable. That's not worth me watching now.
Okay.
I'd forgotten all about it. I'd been hypnotized and it erased from my memory.
Why did Nibblecracker leave his wife?
Because she...
Because he couldn't stand her Constance whining. Because her name's Constance.
Okay. Why did the pig farmer's wife leave him?
Because the wolf blew their house.
Because she couldn't stand his constant whining.
Why did the pig farmer leave? Because he couldn't, ignore his constant pigging.
What?
Why did the pig farmer leave his husband? His husband?
Because it was pig day.
What? What noise does a pig make if you throw it on the fire? Crackling. Come on.
That's pretty good.
What do it with there?
What?
What noise does a me make?
That's what we're going to do now. We're going to do this just for everybody out there. We're going to make up jokes on the spot.
Oh, really?
Okay, so we're not allowed any jokes. And if it even comes across like you're making one up.
Wait, we're not allowed jokes. To make them up.
No, you've got to make it up, but yeah. I don't want a joke where you're like, knock, knock, who's there, Doctor Who. Because that's clearly a joke that we've had before.
Okay, knock, knock.
We want brand new stuff.
Knock, knock.
We want fresh material.
Knock, knock, knock.
We want stuff that no one's ever heard.
Knock, knock,
knock. Knock,
knock. Knock, knock.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
Ooh, wrong house. Goodbye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Whip.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, wrong house again. Sorry, bye.
Oh, dear.
That's a pro moment.
That's pretty pro.
Knock, knock.
No one's home.
Cricket sound. Cricket sound.
Anyway.
Have you ever sat on a balloon?
You what?
What?
Have I ever sat on a balloon?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say anything.
What did you say?
I was just thinking out loud.
If everybody thought out loud, we would have a terrible world.
Why?
Could you imagine what Donald Trump's thinking?
Well, can I think imagine what Donald Trump's thinking? Yes, I can. I can imagine what he's thinking. He's thinking, burger, burger, burger.
No, I bet he thinks, I'm going to go and meet Kim again for a little...
get together.
When was Donald Trump French?
Does Korea have like a McDonald's sort of thing?
I don't know.
I've never been, Foss.
Neither have I.
You should know, Foss.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to Korea. North or South. What about movies we want to see?
It Chapter 2.
Zombie.
Land 2.
Chapter 2.
Double 2. What, 22?
Monster House 2.
No, there will never be a Monster House 2.
There was a Fred 2.
There was a what?
There was a Fred 2 and a Fred 3. Should we watch it on this podcast? Make it like a 5-hour long podcast?
No.
Okay.
No. Let's put it to the vote. No, denied.
Well, no, that's... No, there's currently three people on the podcast.
There is currently three people on the podcast.
Yeah.
Next week, there'll be only two.
I would vote for not
because I'm not going to be here.
I'd vote for not watching it.
No, I would vote for that too.
Because I've seen all three, like, in this month.
What, you've seen them all again? Yeah. I believe you.
No,
I've watched Fred 1 like 7 times this month.
Why?
Because
it's a good movie.
It like gets to like 1 a.m. and then, do you want to watch Fred? And
yeah, I know that feeling. You know,
feeling.
You know, 2 in the morning when you watch Fred. Yeah.
I like it. I want to see the TV advert for it.
You
know when you get that feeling, you want to watch Fred.
What?
So, it too, anyway, I've heard it's supposed to be diabolical for the last bit.
Yeah.
Bit.
It's supposed to be like a bit of a letdown towards the end.
Yeah, well.
Someone said, go to the cinema, watch it, and then leave when there's about 10, 15 minutes left, and then you'll have enjoyed the film. And if you stay to the end, you'll be like, frustrated so much with that ending.
Probably because they're like linked, like It Chapter 3.
But there isn't a Chapter 3, is there?
Not yet.
I thought the book was Children Go Defeat Monster. Second part, Adults go defeat monster. End of monster.
No, because you know what the third, what the third movie is going to be in the trailer. The kids that turned adults, kids are going to return to Derry for the first ever time because they all left.
Oh, so it's
and Pennywise is going to be Jack Torrance from The Shining.
The kids of the adults that were kids that were adults that were kids return in It 22.
Yes,
that
one. Except this time, it's not Pennywise.
No?
It's Jack Torrance.
It's Pennywise's kids. Adult kids.
No. So. It's Jack Torrance from The Shining.
What I don't get with it is the monstery dude can change into all different things.
But he doesn't change into Jack Torrance.
So why does he... always go back to being the clown?
Because the clown...
So did he exist before the clown? Before the original circus, when it first came?
It as a creature has existed before time.
Right.
In the books.
So why isn't it a black hole?
Because he's like an alien. Bang. He's an alien that wants to try and persuade people to come with him.
That's a true point.
It's an alien.
He can just become the Big Bang and then everything's already in his belly. No, just
exactly.
Wins.
What's that all about?
When the Big Bang was like that big, he could have just been like...
What does the monster get out of it anyway? I thought it just sleeps around for 100 years. Hungry. Not like sleeps around with other monsters. Like, you know, just puts it out there.
He sleeps for 25 years and he's just really hungry at that point. He's like, I need myself some snacks.
I sleep for 25 minutes and I'm hungry.
No, legit. This is the Big Bang. This is Pennywise. Just stop.
No, funny thing.
Yeah.
You know how scary they make Pennywise in the books and the movie? His greatest fear... And his
loneliness.
His arch nemesis is rejection. Is a flying space turtle.
What?
There's a flying space turtle that controls time, and it's Pennywise's worst arch enemy.
What's the flying turtle that destroys space time?
I don't know. It's like a giant turtle, from what I've heard. And it's
what
like,
are you talking about?
If in the book, there's some sections we shouldn't read, but there's some sections that are in the book that are like, hey, space turtle. Pennywise doesn't like it.
That's weird.
So this is Pennywise from Mortal Enemy.
Yes. Is it like the one that is like has the worlds on its back in the Terry Pratchett books?
It's something like that, I believe.
What? And that scares a clown.
Yes.
I'm not being funny, right? Turtles are not known for like their speed of movement.
Have you ever seen Master Oogway?
So even if there was a turtle chasing you, you'd be like, I'm just going to take a gentle stroll in front of it.
Yeah,
so
have you not seen Master Oogway?
Have you seen Kung Fu Panda?
Who?
Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
He could run circles around you.
Although he did die in the first 25 minutes of the film.
Spoiler alert, dude.
Rubbish.
Spoiler alert from the film. From
Do you know why he died?
Because
they're so damn tasty.
His tie has come.
Apparently everyone loves eating a turtle.
Who's everyone?
I don't know.
I've never tried turtle. I'd like to.
Well, not really.
I would.
Why?
Foss wants to eat turtle shells.
Shamanilla.
If you had a turtle girlfriend, what would you call her?
Shelly.
Michelle?
No, I'd call her Obama.
Shelly.
Call her Obama.
Why?
Why?
Because you want to embalm her.
No. She's got a hard hat on.
A hard hat?
Clink, clink.
I like it. Also, I do want to see Zombieland Double Tap.
It's in cinemas right now.
Is it in the cinemas right now?
Right now.
With the microphone.
Quick, pause. Let's go. Just take all the laptop and everything. And we can do a live over talk. Yeah. That'd be amazing in the cinema.
Yeah, we can go and
get told off. I wonder if it's illegal to record the sound in a cinema when you're not actually recording the movie.
Like, I don't think it is.
It's like I'm not making a bootleg copy. I'm just recording my podcast in the cinema.
I don't think it is. No. Although I could think it kind of might be because you're technically recording copyrighted audio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I still want to see it, though. It's supposed to be good. As good as, if not better than, on par with the first one.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be better, but the trailers don't show it.
What do you mean? You mean they're not showing the best of the
best? No, as in the trailer for the second one makes it not look as funny as the first one.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why?
I think highly of that.
And also, we get a bit of Bill Murray in the second one.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, man.
Is Dan Aykroyd in it as well?
Is he?
I don't know. I thought he was in the credits somewhere.
That would be pretty cool.
Could you imagine? It's like Bill Murray's in it, somehow coming back to life. I don't know. And Dan Aykroyd's with him with like a Ghostbusters suit. And he's like, hey, you want some Crystal Skull vodka?
I think, actually, in this one, he's a zombie.
Damn.
He is a zombie, because they obviously killed him in the first one.
No, he didn't. He's still alive.
They shot him with a shotgun. And he went...
well, when was that? First one was 2009, right?
Not finished. Like that. Took ages to die.
No, but... It's been 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Surely, that's enough time for the respawn timer to set off.
What's that? What respawn?
The respawn timer. It's not 10 seconds, it's 10 years.
Did I tell you the story about how Bill Murray got in there?
No.
In what?
In Zombieland.
How?
How he got his part.
How did he get his part?
You told me.
How did he get his part? Mm. In Zombieland.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened was, when they first wrote the film... the scripting for the film, they had a scene where they were going to go to Beverly Hills, as it was, and find a whose house would you want to go to, the best rock star or the best actor, whatever, and they wanted to use Patrick Swayze. So they had obviously Patrick Swayze, famous film Ghost. They were going to have go into the mansion, go upstairs in one of the bedrooms, there's the potter's wheel, one of them sits down at the wheel making a pot, and then his hands come round behind him, thus making the scene from Ghost. And when he turned around, it was Patrick Swayze as a zombie. But unfortunately, while they were finishing the scripting and getting ready, Patrick Swayze became very ill and unfortunately passed away in the real world. So they couldn't use that. So then they were trying to find loads of alternatives. They asked loads of stars, do you want to be in the film? Do you want to be in the film? Do you want to be in the film? And because at the time there was only really Woody Harrelson that was any sort of star, they couldn't really get anyone to agree to it. So yeah, they wanted like Sylvester Stallone to do some like Rocky parodies and things, and some like Rambo parodies, or they wanted all these other people to do this other stuff. Nobody wanted to do it. So in the end, they started filming it with just some bizarre, like, you know, stand-in. It wasn't going to work. So then they called up Woody Harrelson, calls up Bill Murray. Bill's like, well, I'd love to do it, but I'm not there anymore because I've flown home. So eventually convinces him to come and do it. But the original part was just being a zombie with no lyrics, no words to say. So Bill's like, well, that's no good. Why don't I just pretend to be a zombie that, you know, so I can get on with my life? So it was basically effectively just ad-libbed the whole thing, which is awesome.
It is pretty good.
Awesome. So yeah, in the second one, he can only be a zombie. But who knows?
True point.
Who knows?
I've got a list of films coming out soon, or already coming out.
Okay, let's go.
Well, obviously we all know Zombieland Part 2. We've been talking about it.
Yes, that's up there on the list.
Terminator Dark Fate.
Oh, do you know what? I just can't decide whether it's going to be any good.
Well,
Did you know Terminator 2, Judgment Day, is still one of the top-rated films?
I don't blame it. I remember it being good.
It's okay, but you a lot of the time you think the original is going to get the old title, but Judgment Day is right up there, apparently.
Well, I'm not surprised. And then it kind of got worse with Salvation.
I never saw Salvation.
I saw Salvation about 2 times because I thought it was good. And this was before I watched Terminator 2 or anything like that. And like years ago.
So this is now Terminator 3, yes?
No.
What I don't get in Terminator as well. We should have a section called What I Don't Get Is.
Yeah.
What I don't get is, it's all to do with like time travel backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this and save the world and this, that and the other. It's like, they need to all just chill out, because if they're all this backwards and forwards to save things, because they're actually still there, it's obviously worked, didn't it? They're obviously still there. They're obviously, you know, they're not all dead. It didn't all happen. So why do they need to keep going backwards and forwards? It's like, it's obvious it's going to happen because you're all still standing around. Do you know what I mean?
I know
it always
exactly
freaks me out on time travel films. You're like, if we don't go back to the past, it's like, today won't be here. It's like, well, hang on, we're here. Stupid. Should we go to the pub?
Now, Terminator Dark Fate is number 4.
Number 4 what?
Of the, I guess, the Arnie trilogy set.
Right.
Because then they had, like, another person being like,
so
the main character.
The original woman's in it.
Yeah.
What's she called? Is it Linda Hamilton?
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let me check.
Is Arnold in it?
Yeah.
It's got Arnold. But basically, Arnold did 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he returned for a third one. He may have.
Right.
And then there were, a few years ago, there was Terminator Genesis.
Right.
And then Terminator Dark Fate, which is out October 25th.
Right. Cool.
Ford versus Ferrari, you know, car racing and car
people
film. I don't know.
I've never heard of this.
It's a film about Ford and Ferrari.
One of the best upcoming ones.
With the guy from The Martian, forgot his name, in it.
Is that Matt Damon?
That's it. Star Wars.
That's just the hostage.
Just the hostage.
What else is coming out?
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know what? I'm sort of over these Star Wars films now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never were really on them.
No,
were you?
But do you know what I mean? I'm just, it's a bit, do you think they're just like riding on the old sort of Marvel coattails and just trying to bang out as many films as possible?
I'll tell you exactly what's going on, right?
Who owns Star Wars? I bet it's Disney now. Bloody
yeah, Disney. I'll tell you, right. The first 7, was it?
What?
Because
Star
they were,
Wars films?
Yeah.
Right.
The first 7 are great. People, what, you know, a lot of people say no to Jar Jar Binks, but that's, you know, the first one's a good one as well. My favourite being the third one, just for the action scenes.
Right.
Because do you remember Star Wars 3?
Which one's 3?
Oh, Anakin and Obi-Wan have a fight scene on a lava planet.
Yeah, what's it actually? Is that...
That was so good.
Rise, not the Clones, or...
No, that Rise of the Clones was the first one.
No, second.
First one was The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Second one was Rise of the Clones or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Third
Attack
one,
of the Clones.
That was it. The third one was
Let's Have a Fight on a Lava Planet.
No. Third one was Star Wars 3, not Return of the Jedi, that's 4. I don't know. It had a title to it. It was like, but it ain't.
Can you believe, crazy. Like, there's going to be people going, you idiots have to Google what the Star Wars 4, 5, 6, or whatever it was called. So.
It's weird because I have it on PlayStation 2 and I saw it recently, so I'm quite surprised I don't even remember the name of it.
That's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gonna be that.
No, that's the newest one. That's in the newest set. Star Wars 3. Just type 3.
Gilms.
What is it?
Back.
Revenge of the Sith.
Great film.
Idiots.
You should watch it. Although
then Force Awakens, then The Last Jedi, then another one, and then we still haven't finished, then I Need Your Money, then Buy More Popcorn,
although,
then gosh, it's expensive to eat in this cinema.
Although, in the third one, which was the last one that George Lucas filmed, or yes. directed, he did say that in the script there was a lot of just they fight in the script. There wasn't any dialogue, there was just they fight. And then they had like stunt choreographers like doing the fight scenes.
Well, there wasn't going to be much dialogue, is there? In a fight scene, what's dialogue?
Oh, you know, like...
You were meant to join the light side.
I have the high ground.
I have the high ground.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But,
have you seen it?
I thought that's what Snoop says.
That is what he
says. I'm high on the ground.
They both say it.
I have the high ground.
No, he said, it's over Anakin. I have the low ground.
Really?
Low and slow, Anakin.
Sounds like a completely different movie, that one.
Anakin, stay on the floor.
That's it.
Low and slow now.
Low and slow.
Would you like to see my force powers? I can show you them from a much unique way.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll bring Yoda in.
Do it. Do it.
Palpatine is good with his electrifying powers. Mm. Do you find that stimulating?
It's getting worse. No. But the
what other movies are coming out apart from X-rated Star Wars?
But to quickly finish it, the last three Star Wars film, which is when they introduced like Rey and
Charles.
No, John Boyega. I forgot his name. Finn.
Yes.
Bro, those are terrible films.
I didn't really get them.
I watched the first one for one of my friend's birthdays. It's a terrible film.
You watched it for him for his birthday. That's so nice.
We were invited to the cinema to watch the first one, and it was terrible.
What, was a bad cinema?
No, it was a terrible movie.
Ah, okay.
I mean, like, listen, right? They're pushing it here. They're bringing back Palpatine.
He's dead. He got thrown off a big thing.
Exactly!
Oh,
he's being brought back somehow.
Well, has he been brought back because all of these films always happen before the original films?
These ones are, like, way after Darth Vader dies.
What?
Then how?
Darth Vader's still dead, but Emperor comes back. Oh, wait, no. I wonder if they're going to do it like the whole... You never saw him die. You just saw him go down a big hole into space.
Yeah. They might do that. It's the kids of the... Adults of the kids of Palpatine.
Just a sky.
Although Yoda was launched out of a hole into space and was picked up by one of his friends in his car.
His car.
What? Beep, beep. Yeah, where to, mate? Airport, please.
Home. And then we've got... Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
What? Is that an actual...
Yep.
Oh, but Suicide Squad was awful.
Right. Here's the thing with Suicide Squad. Trailer.
Great. Movie.
The trailer was the best thing in the world.
Although... Great.
Did you watch Suicide Squad?
Yes.
What did you think?
No.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
Although...
I've seen better grills on a newborn...
Better grills on Flavortown.
Are you talking about Joker's grills?
Talking about Joker's what?
I've not seen Joker yet.
You've not seen Joker yet, Rick?
No, Joker's supposed to be like...
Oh, yeah, I want to see Joker, the new one.
It's supposed to be very bleak and dark. And.
But if you're going to see it, then we'll have to go together because you need a partner to see it.
I need a partner?
Yeah, you need a partner.
Like square dancing? Or?
No, as in like these pranksters put signs outside of theatres saying you need a partner to go and watch Joker because there's a lot of people like, people are going to go insane and actually reenact what Joker does in the film.
For legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
But you know, this is how they get the controversies.
That's just hype, surely. I don't understand.
So, all I know.
Take your partner by the head.
All I know about Birds of Prey.
Yep. Is they fly around.
Nope.
And eat stuff.
So, it's Harley Quinn.
Right.
And a few of the other DC characters I can't be willing to name because I don't remember them. Oh, wait. Harley Quinn leaves the Joker, now join forces with other vigilantes, Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya.
Renee Montoya?
Yeah. And you know what?
No.
The villain.
I forgot his name.
wow.
Hang on.
Wow, that's
hang
worth
on.
Waiting for.
Hang on.
The villain.
Who plays Obi-Wan in the Star Wars 3?
Biggie Smalls.
Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor's the villain.
Ewan McGregor's the villain.
I'm watching it just for that.
Nice.
Talking about Ewan McGregor. Doctor Sleep. The sequel to The Shining. Coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah.
The sequel to the original Jack Nicholson The Shining.
Yeah, except this time Ewan McGregor plays the grown-up boy from the Shining.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he helps a girl with The Shining go back to the place to solve something. But it does not look good.
Is it supposed to be a horror?
Or no, I think it's more of a thriller.
Chiller.
I mean, you know, it was another one of Stephen King's books.
Hmm. But yeah, I've not really seen many movies at all at the moment.
I'm more into those Japanese cartoons, and I don't even watch a lot of them.
What's that? Shmanga?
Yeah, well, not Shmanga.
Or anime.
Shmanime. Yeah.
Shmanime. Shmanime. What's a good shmanime then?
Have you ever seen Rango?
Rango?
Yeah, the good anime.
The Chameleon?
Yeah. Leon.
Rango.
Yeah.
Rango.
The one about with Johnny Depp face in it.
Giglion. Yeah, Rango.
Can you please just quickly tell me the story of Rango?
Okay, so he falls out of a car because he didn't measure the distance. And yeah. Then he was like, walk to find dirt. And then he's like, and then he walks into the bar and he's like, can I get a glass of water? And then everyone laughs at him. And then he's like, Leon, my name is Rango. And then everyone loves him.
And that's the end.
That's how the movie goes. And then Rattlesnake Jake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about Rattlesnake Jake?
You need to watch the movie. Or pay me.
Okay.
To know about Rattlesnake
Lake. I'll pay you in kind.
Rattlesnake.
Making you cups of coffee.
Moldy attitude.
I'm confused.
Leon.
Say shoebox for me.
A shoebox.
The King's
shoebox.
The King's what?
The King's Man.
Is that a new Kingsman?
Yeah, it's like a prequel.
The King's Man.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna.
Basically,
you know what would be really, really naff about the next Kingsman movie?
Yes.
Is the dude that blew himself up won't be in it? Because he was great.
It's a prequel,
so he might be in it.
Yeah.
So they've got to make him look younger again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know how much younger, but young enough.
They put a wig on him.
Yeah.
He was very bald.
No, there's that, and then there's another King's 3 sometimes after this, and then, but that's going to be the final film with the main two characters.
Right.
Colin Firth and whatever the real British one is.
No, you know, old Billy Britton.
No, like the really modern Britton one, not like the old Britton one, which is Colin Firth. Colin Firth, like...
The young one.
Classic.
Is it something like Giggsy or Bigsy or Chigsy?
Eggsy.
Eggsy is his movie Bigsy. Name.
Egger.
Biggsy. Chigsy.
Biggie Smalls.
Wigsy.
And then there's No Time to Die, the new James Bond film.
They're not making more James Bond films.
It's the final one for Daniel Craig.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, for
Have
Daniel
not
Craig.
Putting another James Bond in, yeah?
Most likely.
They need to change James Bond, surely.
Yeah, they do every few years.
Yeah, but Daniel Craig's like a boring James Bond.
Yeah, I know.
He's always like dead maundy and moody. Well, he is.
Yeah, I suppose. No, it's... Yeah. Well, see, will people get that? Because I thought you were going to cut that part out.
What part?
What?
That part.
No, they won't know if it was cut out.
Foss, I'll cut you out of this.
Yeah, no. I'll cut you out.
I'm replacing you now.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you out with left-handed scissors.
Hey guys, Fossy Man plays here. He still hasn't returned. He made a video like 4 Christmases ago saying, I'll be back after Christmas. He still isn't back and I'm going to cry.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He like did the first 2 movies and then missed 2.
Yeah.
Now he's back. Oh, and he's the governor of California.
But don't ask me when I'm going to be back.
What?
Don't ask me when I'm going to be back to YouTube.
Why?
Why? Why not?
Why?
I'm
Nobody even knows
video.
Your YouTube channel.
I'm uploading a video right now.
That's it.
Are you actually?
I'm gonna.
Yeah, man. I'm uploading a video right now. It's
okay.
Called...
You need to go onto YouTube. You need to look up Terraria Expert.
That's not
especially
my channel.
Especially the food reviews.
You've ruined my channel. Okay.
What?
My channel name is The Terraria Expert. Okay?
Sorry, The Terraria Expert. Check out them food reviews for them good nugs with the beer McDonald's reviews.
Yeah, you.
I've
were.
Seen all that. I've seen all them.
You got fooled. You just shouted out the wrong channel.
Excellent. You watch. Your views are going to go up, man. They're going to spike. They're going up.
I know you're
going
to cut this out.
They're going to double to 6.
I know you're going
to cut this out.
I was looking
I was looking through a list of movie like titles for coming to Netflix and things.
Mm-hmm.
and I saw Living With Yourself, and I thought, and my mind, because you both were talking, and my mind was thinking on something else. I linked it back to Killing Yourself.
Killing With Yourself?
No, just Killing Yourself. I'm looking like, hang on a minute.
What was that, a 1 minute movie?
Yeah. No, that is going to be a 1 minute movie, Killing Yourself.
Okay, so what we're going to do then, we're going to set some homework, shall we?
Yeah.
Just in case we can be
bothered
to put ourselves back in a room again and listen to this nonsense of
homework.
Homework.
Do you know about homework, Finlay?
Spell homework.
Because this is, I think it's your first time here for the homework.
Yeah.
You get to reference something that we have to watch.
Rango and Monster House. Yeah. And all the Fred movies.
You only get to pick one.
One, but
all
this
the Fred
is
movies.
You only get to pick... No. You see, by saying all the, that's not one, is it?
Okay, can I edit all of the Fred movies to be one long video and then just send that to you and say...
Nope.
You could be.
What?
You could do.
I'll also add Rango on.
What would be good is if we haven't seen it, or
Rango.
If it won't kill us, like give us the lose us the will to live.
Rango, nice. Have you seen?
I've seen Rango.
When?
I've seen it.
When?
Okay, right. This is the quick version. Okay, he's like the little lizard dude. He's going off and he's like thinking he's all great around the swimming pool. And he's like starting his own movie. Car crashes. He falls down on the side of the road. Goes across the road. Squashed our armadillo on the road there. Goes off to find the town, wants some water. They're all laughing at him because there is no water. There's a nasty mare. He's all hiding the water away. He's got the big glass thing. One drop at a time. That's all the water you can have. And then basically there's that big narky bird flying around, really like giving it lads with the talons. And then they have the big like battle off that like that. The water all flushes into town. The snake gets eaten by the bird. Everyone thinks he's great and they all live happily ever after. Yes, I have seen Rango.
When did you see it?
Ages ago. But I've seen it.
That sounds really close. There's only one wrong detail.
I can't wait to hear it.
The only wrong detail, the snake doesn't get eaten by the bird.
It does, it gets snatched.
The bird dies. And then at the end, Rango befriends the snake and the mare gets dragged away by the snake.
Oh, really?
But other than that, you got it basically
pretty good.
Right.
Wow.
Rattlesnake, Jake's Mouldy.
I saw the recut.
Yeah.
The reboot. Okay, then, homework, anybody? What have you got?
Go on then, Foss.
Oh, me? Okay.
Fossy said he had one up his sleeve.
Yeah, I did.
What's even funnier is he's not really got big sleeves today, so I want to hear
no,
it.
No, I don't. I have a T-shirt.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Homework. Uh-oh.
My recommendation? The Thing. Let's watch The Thing. Welcome. This is The ASMR channel.
The original Thing?
Yes.
The old school Thing?
Yeah, from like John Carpenter.
Yeah, man. Let's watch that.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yep. Okay. That's the homework. High five.
I have nothing to watch.
Well, no, you got to reference something.
Okay,
well, Dad didn't reference anything.
Okay, I'm going to reference something now.
What are you watching? Okay.
Do you know what we need to watch?
Yeah.
What? I'm going to watch It 2. It Ends.
Pro game.
I'm going to watch that.
Ah, we need to watch Joker is my recommendation.
There you go then.
Maybe.
Be a pro gamer move.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, that means we've all got to go to the cinema. And we haven't got partners, we've got three of us.
Oh, we can be partners.
We can all stop each other going mental.
Yeah.
What are you on about?
If I start to pull out a yo-yo and go mad on the kids.
How do we do it with three partners, though?
Okay, so...
Who's your partner?
It's like, you know the recycling emblem?
Yes.
It's like arrows pointing at each other. We just sit like that in the cinema.
Well, the human centipede. Like,
oh, yeah, please, no.
No, Foss.
No.
So we'd be looking like this, and we'd be looking like... And if I grab a yo-yo, and I start going...
Yeah, I think I'd rather watch Fred.
Really?
Fred the movie.
Fred the Witch Fred. Fred. Okay.
Alright, I'll watch Fred.
No.
Well, that, your opinion changed.
What you need to do, if I'm watching Fred, is you need to like your TV has to be like wrapped up like a riot police van with like grills over the glass and stuff. Because when I start throwing stuff at the TV.
But I will just tie you
just
down.
Be like, tie you down like a riot police.
Yeah, why don't we just tie you down?
We'll tie me down like a van.
Yeah.
No, we'll put you a jumper and we'll put you in like
that. Would be actually
we'll
really
straight jacket.
Quite
like...
funny, is you can put me in a long jumper, tie it behind my back, and like strap me to a chair, and just make me watch
I'll
Fred.
I'll sit on you.
That would be just funny because
yeah,
I would go mental. I just start singing loudly. La, 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 la,
yeah, we'll just buy some duct tape and then we'll duct
Let's
tape
do that.
Your mouth so you can't
Let's do that.
Speak.
We'll give
you,
we'll
you
watch,
want us to
we'll
tie you up.
Too.
We'll use earbuds.
We'll watch It Too. We'll watch The Thing and then you can tie me down so I can have to watch Fred. Because
yeah.
It really will be personal torture.
Because what are you going to do?
Because of his voice.
Got to put on
everything.
Earbuds, right?
I've got to put on earbuds.
Yeah, and then headphones.
Yeah.
And then watch it in a TV with surround sound speakers.
Yep.
tie
and sit in one of those chairs.
Why don't we just put it
and then
like,
play 1, 2, and 3 at the exact same time?
We'll just play it on the PlayStation. I'll wear the VR headset.
Yeah,
not be there.
Julie,
Fred, no.
Hi,
but then maybe it might break me. So next week when we come back, I'll just be dribbling and that.
No, like in your no mind, it'll just be then. Like tinnitus, just like really loud tinnitus. Because like Fred broke your mind.
Jeez. You never know, I might like it.
Have you ever tried to chop down a tree? Except instead of chopping down a tree and using an axe, you grab a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Right? Just.
What you the tree you're trying to chop down, you grab a piece of that.
No. You grab a piece of just a mouldy wood off the floor, right?
Okay.
Pick up. And instead of trying to chop down a tree, right?
Yeah.
You stand in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And then play baseball, but instead of balls, it's the oncoming traffic.
Right, so basically, instead of chopping down a tree, you stand in the road and hit cars with a baseball bat as they come towards you.
No, a moulded piece of wood.
A moulded piece of wood.
Mouldy.
Well, you hit cars with a mouldy piece of wood.
So a car comes really fast and you have to hit it in, whee, over the mountains, it goes, bye-bye.
You know what we
then
could
you
play?
Loot it later for the good treasure.
You know what we could play?
I'm glad you said that.
I invented a game in GTA Online where you'd go into first person and you'd go to a highway.
Yeah.
And you'd focus on the other side of the highway and you'd sprint to the other side of the and you'd try not to get hit and you couldn't see what's coming each direction.
I like it.
Yeah, it was actually quite fun.
What actually happened, though, in the real world, is Fortnite went down.
Oh, yes.
Also, and there was a big black dirty hole, of which lots of people probably watched for possibly about 3 days in a row.
Yes.
Legit.
Which I find insane.
And then there's people on YouTube streaming
watching a black hole. And people are paying them money to sit and watch a black hole. It's like the world has gone officially bonkers.
But you know what's funny?
But then it all came back.
I only watched it for like 10 minutes. Wow.
And I've kind of actually got me interested into the game again.
Into Fortnite?
Yeah.
What's so cool about the update?
All of the seasons didn't do anything for it.
Because everyone's going, it looks so different. I'm like, no, doesn't it? It looks like Fortnite.
Right. It looks different to when it started. I will say that.
Really?
But my biggest change, I think, is that the leveling up in the battle pass to get new stuff. Right. In the old system, they had these battle stars. Which you'd get from like completing quests.
Battlestar Galacticas.
Yeah, no, you get like little Battlestar Galactica like miniatures.
Right.
No, you do quests and you get Battlestars, and every 10 Battlestars you'd level up one in the Battle Pass.
Right.
Which kind of annoyed me because it would mean that you'd need to like play the game and do these quests when I just wanted to play for the fun of it.
Right.
But they've switched it out, so now you just need experience for leveling up.
Okay.
So now you just play and do that, and then all the quests do experience for leveling you up. And your level ties to the battle pass. It's not separate now. So it means you're not leveling up two things at once. You're leveling up one thing and it's both.
That's still no good at it. I still get shot straight away.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing I didn't like about that.
What was that?
Right. Fortnite goes down. Obviously, Season 11 or Chapter 2 now is coming out, right? Everyone, you know, you should really know this at that point. But YouTube's like, Fortnite's ended. No more Fortnite. And then I go on Facebook. I see parents like, my children are in distraught. Fortnite's gone, the servers are shut down. And I'm like, can you shut up? Do you really think Fortnite's over?
I thought they should have. They should have just left, man. They should have just mic dropped and closed the company and all sat on an island laughing at all their money.
I don't think they'd close Epic Games.
That would have been the cool thing to
do. Did you just, can you shut up?
Yeah. No, that's why I avoided Facebook.
This just
in,
this is breaking news. Forrest is mean to parents on Facebook.
I don't know. I never actually say anything to them on Facebook. I just look at them.
I'm
slap the hell out of
you. Shut up.
It just goes on there, just like cut and paste. Shut up.
No, it's like, no. Like I avoided Facebook for a week, like after, like just before the Fortnite update came out, because I realized how much stuff I would see. Like parents being like,
you're a mind reader. How did you know what happened?
He knew what was happening.
Yeah, I actually stopped using Facebook like a year before because I knew that the black hole was coming.
Is that what happened?
Would you rather?
Yep.
Left or right?
Left.
That's the wrong answer, punk.
Why?
I've just explained why.
Well, explain to me why. Why is left wrong and right is right?
Okay. Have you ever seen Rango?
Yep.
Do you remember, like,
I know the whole story, especially a bit about the way that the snake eats the mare.
You know that
doesn't eat him away; he drags him away.
I'd never get that wrong.
You know, frame 5062, right?
Oh, that one of my favourites.
When he's like got the glass of water.
That's 563.
Oh wait, if there's only one for two frames, okay, fine. When he's playing golf, right?
Yeah.
My favorite part about that scene is when he's like, "What makes you think I control the water, bruh?" I love that.
What? What? Your stories are very random.
Rango, did you just say?
Random.
Rango. Can I please eat the microphone?
Nope.
Okay, can I shout on it?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Do what you like. It won't be in. Cutting all of you.
Water, Mr. Rango. Water.
I want to listen to that part.
That's never going to happen.
A nice relaxing car driving. Water. Yeah,
exactly.
Mr.
That's
Rango.
Just that bit there. Someone's just crashed
water.
Their car.
No, you wouldn't hear it crashing at all.
Do your best car crash impression. You first. Is that Rhett moaning?
Listen, I think
that's
you're
like
fine.
That's like a 92-year-old guy in bed with his wife.
That my car crash noise there was when you go to the cinema when
and you
the
don't
film
take
starts,
a partner to watch Joker
before the film starts and they do that like. Now in Dolby Stereo, and it goes all in the noises, and it's all wraparound. That was how good my impression was. What's your impression of a car crashing? Excellent. You got away with it. That was a lucky escape, weren't it?
Yeah, you
swerved it.
You want it? No, because I'll be too loud at that point.
We don't have to be loud. Mm. Not all car crashes are loud. Imagine if you crash into like a lorry load of pillows.
What if you're crashing when you're underwater?
Oh no, I've hit the car. No. I'm going off the road. Are you okay back there? I'm so sorry. We're going to crash. I'm going to die and you're going to be on your own and then some policemen are going to find you later and they'll be like, "You did this, you did it." But don't worry. Shh. And then you'll be taken to the paramedics and they'll take you to the hospital. On the TV, Mamma Mia 2. Enjoy that film. Like I used to.
Is that actually a car crash noise?
No.
That's for a noise, not a story.
Yeah. This is me crashing a car. Oh, I was driving along one day.
No, could you imagine that? Like, you crash a car just as you're about to crash the car. Just that's the screech sound. It's like some like person like...
What, screech from Saved by the Bell?
Yes.
Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do your impression
okay,
of a car
I'll
crash?
I'll do a car crash sound. Ready?
You ready? Set the scene.
Okay. What's a player's Fussy Man plays here?
I thought we were just going to go...
That's what I thought.
No, that's after.
What, you go... Whip.
You need it's like a good meal. You need to make preparation. You can't just fart on someone's face.
I can. No, what is it like?
Are you what challenging like? Me?
What do you mean you need to prepare? You prepare to crash your car?
No.
Yeah, you need
to
like loosen the wheels, cut the brake lines.
No, what you need to do is you need to... Okay. If you want to crash a car...
Yeah.
You need to be like driving now. Dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. First check who's in the car with you.
Yeah.
Because if you do survive and they don't, then you'd have to pay for them.
What? To ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
Or to go and see Joker with you.
Go and see Joe Mama. Okay, so we need to just need to. We're on a really long highway, so we have to wait till there's a turn.
Sits here for like 2 hours.
This is quality listening.
I am trapped in my car.
We didn't even hear the crash.
I haven't crashed yet.
You just drive along. I'm trapped in my car. I'm trapped in my life.
Whoa! Oh, you
look out! There's a chameleon in the road.
Whoa! That's actually how Rango starts. Whoa! Oh no!
Quick,
oh my goodness!
To avoid the chameleon.
I forgot the chocolate-covered pretzels. Let's turn around. It's fine. Oh, we brought them anyway. Let's turn around.
You know how much this
is like?
Cut
we
out.
Went on a week road trip and crashed at the end.
No, we haven't. This isn't the car journey where we crash. This is just my last road trip. Oh, okay. I'll get to the part where I crash. You ready? And that's how I crashed.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that's like what the I forgot what his name was. But could you imagine like on Pimp My Ride? Like he was like, "You want a new whip?"
No, legit. I was driving right, and the after we crashed, the driver's legs looked like the letter E.
Wait, capital or lowercase?
Both.
Or like E.
No, like one on each leg. So, like all of the passengers combined, it actually spelled out, "Owie, a crash." And then at the bottom it just said, "Not." And then they all just stood up and was like, with their broken legs. And they were like, after they were like, "Oh, wait, our legs aren't broken. They were just letters. Ha." And then they fell over. And like, "Daddy Pig has brought me a potato."
Oh, dear. I think I've had enough.
You want to hear a funny joke?
I should just make a podcast and call it Potato Town.
Yes, you really should.
Okay, let's make this my
podcast.
You
can do your own.
Ready?
Don't overtake mine.
I'm going to overtake yours. Ready?
Don't.
I'm overtaking you. Vroom, 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 vroom.
You want to hear a joke?
Yes.
Whenever I drive, I'm always going to wear a seatbelt just so the police know I'm strapped.
Well.
Whenever I go to the movie, I'm always going to clap at the end. So you go to the police, like, "Are you armed?" Then he goes, "Yeah, I got a gun on my hip."
"Are you armed?" "Yes, I've got two. I'm holding the steering wheel."
How do you think I steal the guy?
Hi.
Anyway.
Cashier. Thanks for the tip.
Whenever I'm driving in a car, I always like to get my hook, because I'm a pirate, right? So I always like to get my hook, and then as soon as I'm about to crash the car, right, I break the window with the hook, and then I grab the, like, you know Sporter, because he's, like, blimp thing, with the ladder that goes down, I just grab onto the ladder and go, and get pulled out of the window, and then the car goes, "Oh, man," and then it goes, like, back and forth and back and forth. But the trick is, it was a self-driving car.
So it drives a car.
No, so then it drives up the ladder.
Oh no.
And then in Sporkus's van, it's just like.
I like it.
And it has a mustache.
Okay.
But shaped like an E.
So for homework, we've got a Fred movie under duress. We've got The Thing. We've got It too.
Yes.
And if we do get to watch all them, we'll come back and tell you next week.
All horror films.
Who's we?
By the way.
All horror films.
Yep, it's a Fred 2.
Fred 2 is definitely a horror film.
Who's we?
You're not coming back.
I know.
Because you'll be sitting out the back of the cinema.
I mean, I'll be crashed, won't I?
Yeah, you will, actually. But it's all good, but this has been the Weekly Waffle.
Has it?
It has.
Wait, this is the Weekly Waffle?
Oh, I was on the wrong podcast.
Are you kidding me?
Well, if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us at theweeklywafflepodcast@gmail.com. There you go.
Oh,
send us any questions you have.
Have you ever sent any questions?
Loads.
Totally.
One day we'll do like readers' questions.
Yeah, we got a sponsored message
by
from
who?
Ritz Crackers.
We did.
By who?
Well, we're going to read them out. We'll do that. That's a good point, actually. We should come back with readers' answers.
We'll read them out.
Do we genuinely have anything?
Yeah, and we'll read them out. And then we'll answer the questions, won't we?
I only ask because I don't have access to the email.
I would never let you in the email.
I'm captured.
There is no email. I'm not even really recording.
Wait, really?
This is just a ruse.
Why is the door locked?
Anyway, that's it.
Why are we in a car?
Why can I smell gas?
Why are we in a car?
Hey,
can I smell gas?
This room kind of smells like burnt toast.
I'm going to get
okay, then.
This room kind of smells like burnt toast.
I've been me.
I've been in the kitchen.
Tinley's been
driving.
Driving Miss Daisy. Well, thanks very much.
This is the ending music.
And we'll see you all again next time on the Weekly Waffle Podcast.
We won't see them, but yeah.
Yeah.
We can see you right now.
Thank
you
very much, guys.
Button up your trousers, mister.
And on that note, goodbye.